Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, it is Michigan's official kickoff to the holiday season. It happens this Friday, the long-standing annual tradition, Silver Bells in the City. It happens over in Lansing. It is the kickoff to Michigan Christmas time. Joining us right now to tell us all about the event and the state Christmas tree is Mindy Bilodeau. Mindy is with the Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority. They put on this big event. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. The centerpiece of all this, of course, is the lighting of the state Christmas tree. We've talked here on our show before about the hunt for the Christmas tree. What can you tell us about this year's state Christmas tree?
Well, it is a 63-foot tall blue spruce from St. John's, Michigan. It's donated by the Beck family, and we are going to light it up this Friday, the 18th.
That is always so exciting, a huge Christmas tree. What else goes on? Because this is, I mean, obviously that's the big moment, but there's so much that that happens during this event, isn't there?
It is. The Electric Light Parade kicks off at 6 p.m., and there's over 70 floats, carriages, marching bands, special guests, and they're all decked out in lights. And then following the parade, we light the state Christmas tree, and then follows a special performance by Jacob Morin. And then after he's done, we light up the skies with a firefly drone light show, and then we cap off the evening with a stunning firework display over our Capitol.
Oh boy, that's a full evening there, a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit more about the parade. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, well, obviously, Santa arrives at the end. Everything leads up to that, you know, for the holiday season into Lansing. So it's just such a fun parade. Like I said, there's over 70 units. Some favorites are back, like the Catabug and the Caterpillar. We have the Petoskey Steel Drum Band. If you've never seen them before, they're amazing. They kind of get the party started. And then just gorgeous, gorgeous floats that are all handmade by, you know, businesses and organizations throughout mid-Michigan and throughout the state.
Yeah, you've got a whole village of vendors that come from all over Michigan, don't you?
We do. The village opens at 5 and runs till 9 p.m., so it's a great place to pick up refreshments or food truck fare or purchase a handcrafted ornament we do every year for Silver Bells. It's made locally by artist Tiffany Marie of Liffey Gallery.
This is all happening this Friday, the lighting of the state Christmas tree, the Silver Bells in the City parade and event. And then that tree will stay in place and lit up through the whole holiday season, right?
It will, till after the first of the year.
You know, this is especially exciting given the last couple of years have been rather challenging. We haven't been doing big grand events. It sounds like this is back in full swing, isn't it?
It is. We're excited, and it just is something very positive for the community and brings a lot of joy, comfort, and hope to so many.
Who gets to flip the switch to turn on the lights?
There is a group of people, but the most important is the Beck family, who are the tree donors.
Yeah, they're treated like royalty through all this, aren't they?
They are. They ride in a carriage in the parade near the front. They get front row seating on our main stage to view all the festivities. And it's just really nice to thank them and how much we appreciate them and their beautiful tree.
Well, it is a fantastic celebration and a great kickoff to the holiday season over in Lansing at the state capitol this coming Friday. And of course, as you mentioned, the arrival of Santa and Mrs. Claus, they're going to hang around for a while and talk to some of the kids, aren't they?
Yeah, and you can visit them. They had their live reindeer with them too as well.
Sounds great. We're ready for it. The holiday season is here. If people have questions or want to know more about Silver Bells in the City at the state capitol, Mindy, where can they find more information?
Silverbellsinthecity.org.
That is easy to remember. Mindy, thanks so much for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet.